Okay. Praise be to God. Let's turn to the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 4. Praise be to God.
Matthew 4.
Praise be to God. Matthew 4.
Praise Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I'm just going to read verse 4, but we'll read the couple verses leading up to it. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Father, we thank you and praise you. We thank you that you have put your words in our mouths, Lord God, and that those words have power. They have strength. They have conviction, Lord. They have that which is able to turn hearts from darkness unto light. Father, let us never hesitate to use those words, Lord, to speak those words of eternal life. Peter said, "Where shall we go? For you have the words of eternal life." And now we have them. We have the words of eternal life. Father, help us never to hesitate to speak them, Lord God, to use them against the enemy as Jesus did here, Lord, and to trust that they will turn people. They will turn them from that which is evil to that which is righteous. We pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that you speak to us here this morning, that every mind might be illuminated by your word, Lord.
Yes.
That we might be edified, that you might be glorified. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. Please be seated.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be to God. Yeah.
You can't really hear over this.
All right. I'll put on my Methodist voice for the big congregation. You know, my pastor that I mentored under said, "You have to speak as if you're talking to the lady in the back row who is hard of hearing."
That's right.
And I can put on my Methodist voice anytime I want. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. This followed his baptism in the Jordan River. And it says that God the Father spoke to him from heaven and said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." God affirmed his sonship, that Jesus is and was and always will be the Son of God.
Hallelujah.
Praise be to God. You know, there's a distance of about 30 miles between the Jordan River and Jerusalem, where Jesus would eventually start his ministry. And in that distance is this vast wilderness. And in fact, it leads down to the Dead Sea, which is the lowest point on the planet. The Dead Sea. The lowest point that there is. And that is a metaphor, isn't it? Because Jesus was led from the pinnacle of the Father's affirmation to the lowest point on the planet, and the lowest point in the spirit that you can get to, because he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. You know, I've said this before, but if you read about people who go on prolonged fasts, it says that after about 2 or 3 days, you get a numbness that just, you know, takes over, and you can go on and on and on. But when you hit about 40 days and the body can no longer feed on itself, there comes this incredibly gnawing hunger to where you know, you want to go mad if you can't satisfy it. That was at the point. Jesus was at the lowest point physically. Remember, he was all man as well as all God. He was at the lowest point on the planet. And now, when does Satan come? But when we're at the lowest point that we can be. Amen?
Amen.
When it says he was and hungered, you think, well, I guess he would be after 40 days. But it was saying he was at that point. You know, I don't know if you remember the Irish Republican Army members who starved to death. Bobby Sands and some of those others. They reached a point where they hit that point, and then starts to come in madness. Your mind starts to go. I think Bobby Sands lasted about 60 days, and he passed away, but not before going crazy. You know, this is at the peak, or, well, what's the opposite of peak? The apex is at the highest. You would know, you're an engineer.
Down there,
yeah. We're at you. You're at the bottom point. And he was there, and that's when Satan came to him. Now, why did God allow that? Because Jesus had to prove that he would be tempted in all points as we are, yet without sin. That he would come to that place where he could truly be our Savior. Our offering, our burnt offering, that would be acceptable to God, because anyone who sinned in any way, shape, or form would not be an acceptable offering, an acceptable sacrifice unto God. Plus, he wanted to show us how we can overcome temptations. Here comes the devil. And he's saying, you know, it says, if you be the Son of God, but it really, a better translation would be, since you are the Son of God. Satan had seen him baptized, and the Father affirming his sonship. And he's saying to him, since you are the Son of God, what's he doing? He's challenging his faith as he challenges our faith. And he says, since you are the Son of God, here he is and hungered. There were some stones there. You could easily turn these into bread and feed yourself. What is he saying there? He's saying the same thing that he says to us. When we're in a tough situation, since you are children of God, well then why has God allowed you to be in this mess? Why do you have this illness? Why do you have this setback financially? Why are you in such a place that God's love seems to be nowhere? Why don't you take matters into your own hands and try to change these circumstances? You can do it. You're the Son of God. We are children of God. That's when the enemy comes to us, isn't it? When we're up against a tough place, and he says, if you're really a child of God, then why are you in such a mess? Your God is not a God of love. Your God has forsaken you. Your God is not there for you, so you better take matters into your own hands and do something about it. And what are we supposed to say in light of that? Like Jesus said, it is written. In this case, we'll get to it in a second, but what do we say? It is written, my God shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. My God is the God that healeth thee. My God is the God that says, I will always make you victorious in Christ Jesus, my Son. My God is the God who makes me an overcomer. It is written. And any number of promises that you can put upon that,
amen.
It is written.
Yes.
And if God should slay me, yet will I love him and serve him.
Amen.
No matter what. Praise be to God. I am devoted to God. What Jesus is saying here, man does not live by bread alone. We know he's quoting Deuteronomy 8:3, where it's talking about how God provided manna for the Israelites in the wilderness. And he's saying, you know, he can provide anything that we need materially. But that isn't to be our priority. Our priority is to be in subjection to God Almighty and whatever His will is. Praise be to God. You know, Jesus was called the Son of David. And you see the parallels. Remember, David had to confront Goliath in his day. And Goliath was the champion of all that which was ungodly and not of the Lord. And what did he do? He confronted him. He defeated him. And now we see the Son of David having to take on the champion of evil, Satan, and defeat him in the same way. And he says, I'm the Son of David, but you are my friend. You are my brother. And you can take on that Satan and defeat him, no matter what the temptation, no matter what the setback. I have given you power to be children of God.
Amen.
Praise be to God. Excuse me. Hallelujah. What he's saying there is that the source of what our needs are is greater than whatever it is that he uses to meet those needs. The creator of bread, the one who sent manna down from heaven for 40 years to those people in the wilderness, is greater than the manna.
Amen.
And what he's saying here is that I am showing you the way of victory. And what is the way of victory? Submission.
That's right.
To God. You know, Islam means literally submission to Allah, a false god who couldn't provide anything to anybody. But we are called to be submitted to the Lord God, Jehovah Almighty, Jesus, creator of heaven and earth. And in that submission, we find victory.
Amen.
You know, there is no substitute. There is nothing that can defeat righteousness.
Yes.
I want to be righteous, don't you?
That's right. Yeah.
Nothing can defeat that. You could split my head. You could cut my head off. But it's not going to defeat me because I am righteous. I am in right standing before the Lord God Almighty. And whatever happens, according to His perfect will, I am victorious. Because I'm righteous. Praise be to God. That's what we want to seek. Righteousness. Praise be to God. Jesus was tempted in all points as we are, yet without sin. And he says, I can empower you to be without sin. Do you believe that?
Yes.
I believe that.
I believe it.
Praise be to God. Turn to 2 Samuel chapter 5. Everybody hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Praise be to God. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 17. When the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines came up to seek David, in other words, to attack him, and David heard of it and went down to the hole, to the stronghold. You know what it's saying there? Until Jesus was anointed as the Son of God, Satan left him alone. Same as David. When David was anointed king of Israel, now all of a sudden he was found important enough by Satan to come against him, for his enemies to come against him. And it's the same with us. When we are baptized in the Holy Spirit, when we take a stand for the Lord and step out there instead of being, you know, closet Christians or whatever, that's when we're deemed important enough for the enemy to come against us. And we have to be ready for that. David was ready for it. Jesus was ready for it.
Amen.
He said, I put my trust in the name of the Lord God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Praise be to God. And if the enemy is coming against you, that means you're important enough to come against. And if he's not, then we're impotent. You know, we're not doing anything. We're not being Christians. We're not being real Christians. We're not deemed important enough for him to come against us and to tempt us, to test us. Am I right?
That's right.
Amen.
Praise be to God. Hallelujah. It says that the disciple is not greater than his master. If he came against Jesus, don't you think he's going to come against us? You bet he is. You bet he is. He's come against me any number of times. There were times in my early Christian life when I was actually, you know, I was like this. I didn't go into a stronghold. I went into a nest. You know, hide me. I can't take this anymore. He's coming against me too strong until the Lord gave me those three greatest words of power and victory. It is written. And then I could bring the word against the enemy. And then I had victory. Praise be to God. Then I could come up, you know, Mighty Mouse. Here I come to save the day.
Hallelujah.
Praise be to God. Hallelujah. But you need that. It is written. But I need to know what's written, don't I?
That's right.
I need to know. I have to have it in here. So that when he comes, when I'm out driving in the middle of nowhere up in Pond Eddy someplace, and the enemy comes against me like a flood, I can say, it is written. And I can have victory, no matter where I am, no matter what I'm doing. Praise be to God. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. And in the margin of the King James 1611 version, it says, he will set him to flight. Praise be to God.
Amen.
The Spirit will set him to flight. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, we're entering a time when the Holy Spirit is going to be our best friend.
Amen.
You know, that's not, they're all equal, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It's not putting down Jesus or God the Father, but the Holy Spirit is going to be our best friend because Jesus said, I'm going to send him and he's going to guide you into all truth. And we're going to need to know the truth.
Yes.
You know, the truth of any situation that we're facing, we need to have a sensitive ear to the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And he will guide us into all truth. And he will empower us just as he empowered Jesus. Jesus was led of the Spirit into the wilderness.
Wow.
He didn't go there of his own accord. He didn't go there to show, you know, I'm powerful. No. The Holy Spirit led him there. And sometimes the Spirit will allow us to go into places of trial and tempting and testing. But he says, I'll be with you. And I will make you an overcomer. Praise be to God.
Lord.
Hallelujah. You know, I'm always witnessing to these people I work with. And you know, this one guy, IBM engineer, thinks he has it all together, you know. He's taken a principle here and a truth there and a little piece of this and a little piece of that. And I was thinking of that, and I was thinking it's like Joseph's coat of many colors. His father was so proud of him. He made him this special coat, a little bit here, a little bit there. And he was so proud of himself because of the dreams that he had had. Oh, wow, you know, one day you're going to bow down before me. And what happened when the rubber hit the road with that coat of many colors, it was rent in pieces, wasn't it?
Right.
That's what's going to happen. We have to have the true Joseph, who is Jesus, you know, who came to that place of, even though being in prison, even though being tortured, even though going through all kinds of hassles, came out on top. Because he finally gave leave of anything that might be of the self, that might be of materialism or whatever. He just lost everything, but he trusted in God. And God came through for him.
Amen.
Praise be to God. Turn to Ezekiel 16. I know I'm all over the map here, but I've only got 15 sticky notes here. I can't read any of them. I don't know why I even write them out. Ezekiel 16. I love this scripture. If you read this entire chapter, it's really an indictment of the Israelites and how they turned to idolatry after God had so blessed them. But in verse 6, let's back up to 5. He's talking about having called them out of darkness into light. None I pitied thee to do any of these unto thee to have compassion upon thee, but thou wast cast out in the open field to the loathing of thy person in the day that thou wast born. And when I passed by thee and saw thee polluted in thine own blood, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. Yea, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. You know what that's talking about? He's making a comparison to a newborn baby covered with blood and afterbirth and everything else. And he gave that baby life. And what he's saying in regards to Israel, when you were in that condition, when you were just weak as could be, you were newborn, I said, live. And I gave you life. And I raised you up to be a people that would be the sheep of my pasture. And he's saying the same thing to us. When we were in our blood, when we were in that place of filthiness and uncleanness as unbelievers, as sinners, Jesus said, live. In thy blood, live.
Yes.
Praise be to God.
Jesus.
And he says, don't make the same mistake that they made.
Amen.
And turn against me. And turn to idols. And look to your own righteousness. Keep in that place of focus on me. Because I am your life. Only I can say, live. And mean it. And back it up. And give you the life that you need to be more than conquerors. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus spent 40 days in the wilderness. Moses spent 40 days up in the mountain before he received the law. Elijah spent 40 days in the law. And Jesus spent 40 days that he might give us the new law. And what is the new law? The new law is the spirit of life that is in Christ Jesus that sets us free from the law of sin and death. Amen?
Right.
Praise be to God. The law of the gospel. Hallelujah. And because he did not fold, he says, I can keep you from folding. I can give you life. I will be the perfect sacrifice. And when I am risen from the dead and I send forth my Holy Spirit, you too shall live and you will not fold because I won't let you. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. You know, God has given us the it is written, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. It's the only offensive weapon that we have. Everything else is defensive. You know, the shield of faith and all those other things. but this is our offensive weapon. And he says, my word is not only that, but it is a light and a lamp unto your path. You know, I love what J.C. Ryle said. He says, you cannot continue and make it on the king's highway without that lamp enlightening your path. You know, there's a road that goes from Warwick to Sugarloaf. It's called the King's Highway.
Yeah.
And I've driven that road many times. And I've thought, the King's Highway. And instead of going straight, I see it going up.
That's,
you know,
right.
We're on the King's Highway.
Hallelujah.
Praise be to God. Hallelujah. But we need that lamp of His Word, don't we? To enlighten us along the way. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bear with me. Praise be to God. Hebrews 2:18. Praise be to God. Let's start with 17. Let's start with 16.
You're 15.
Hebrews 2:16. For verily he, Jesus, took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Who's that? That's us. Humanity is what he took on himself. Wherefore, in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that's us, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself had suffered being tempted, he is able to succor or comfort them that are tempted. That means when we are tempted, Jesus withstood the temptation, didn't he? In every aspect. We're not going to go into the other two forms of trials that the enemy brought against him, because I want to focus on Jesus as the bread of life, the true bread. That we not live by bread alone, by material things. God can supply them in any way he wants, just like he did in the desert for the Israelites. But he says, I want your priority to be upon me, and upon the things of the Spirit, because they're so far more important. I'll take care of your needs. Don't worry about it. You seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and I'll add all these things unto you. Praise be to God. But because he withstood that temptation, he says, I'll be there to encompass you about when you are tempted, when you are tested, when the enemy comes against you, I'll be there for you. I will be your rear guard. I will be your strong tower. Enter into me and be safe. Amen?
Amen.
Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's turn to James. Book of James. The Lord's half-brother. You know, I love in Matthew 13. You know, I deal with Catholics all the time. And they keep telling me this stuff about, you know, the Virgin Mary, and she was forever virgin and everything. You go to Matthew 13, and it talks about, it lists Jesus' four brothers and at least two sisters, because it's plural, sisters. Isn't this the carpenter's son? Isn't this the son of Mary? And his brothers are James and Joses and Jude, and his sisters and everything else. Mary had children after Jesus' birth. She had at least six other children. And one of them was James, who's a half-brother of Jesus, and whose name sits atop this book of the Bible. His brothers didn't have any faith in him until after the resurrection. Then they realize, my God, this brother I grew up with is the Son of God. And God got him saved, and him and Jude, another half-brother, wrote the two books that bear their name. James chapter 4. Or verse 7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Do you know what that word submit means? It means to be under obedience to. Be under obedience to God. That's the lesson that Jesus gave us, wasn't it? No, Satan, I'm not going to turn those rocks into bread, because I would rather be submitted to the will of God, the Father. He didn't tell me that my fast is over with. He didn't tell me to turn those rocks into bread. Remember what Jesus said later? I only do what my Father tells me to do and what He shows me to do. He didn't show me to do what you are telling me to do, so I'm not going to do it. I'm going to be in obedience to Him. And if you read, when it's all over, it says the angels came and ministered to Him. They probably brought Him food because it was time to end the fast. But not when Satan said so. So I'm not going to do it. And that is what James is talking about and telling us, and Jesus is pointing to as a lesson. Put yourself under obedience to the Lord. That way, when something comes down the pike of a material nature or a secular nature or whatever, and you don't sense that it's right in the spirit to follow it, you say, no. No. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist means to oppose or withstand the devil, and he shall flee from you. That's the lesson that God gives to us. Submit yourself unto the Lord. Resist the devil, and he shall flee from you. That's a promise.
Amen.
As long as we're submitted unto God. As long as we say, Lord, I'm putting myself under your obedience.
Thank you.
Whatever you tell me to do or not to do, that is the path I will follow. And therefore, I know that the devil has to flee. Praise be to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We have to remember that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Amen?
Amen?
And in these days, when we're entering these very difficult days, I mean, look at this. You know, a major portion of our country has been lost because of this oil spill. Mm-hmm. It's lost. Can you imagine? I feel so. I pray for those fishermen who made their living, you know, gathering shrimp and clams and all that. It's gone. Their livelihood is gone. And a major portion of our country is destroyed, never to be reclaimed. And God is saying, you're going to see things that are going to try your souls. You know, remember I was speaking last week.
Yeah.
Be not afraid of sudden panic when the judgment comes upon the other people. You know what my prayer is every day? Is it's no more, Lord, spare this country for the sake of the righteous. It's, Lord, spare the righteous, regardless of what's going on in this country. As long as we are abiding in Christ, as long as we are putting His spirit and His will and His desire and His purpose for our being and His larger purpose ahead of everything else, in terms of, you know, man does not live by bread alone. We live by every word that proceeds
Amen.
Out of the mouth of God.
Amen.
Praise be to God. And that word, much of it is hidden here, and what I can't hide in there, I got here.
That's right.
I just have to look it up. Praise be to God. When I have a need, I go to my promise books every morning. I'm through those promise books. You know? Oh, I love that one. Oh, that was a good one. Oh, I forgot about that. Oh, I haven't used that one in 2 months. You know? If we don't keep up with it, you know, you lose it. Use it or lose it. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. I'm trying to see if I left anything that I really wanted to get across here out. I think the main point that I wanted to make is that we have to know and trust that the Holy Spirit in the days ahead is our best friend.
Yes.
He is our best friend.
Hallelujah.
Praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. For those who might listen to this online, I pray that you will make Jesus your best friend to begin with, and allow Him to baptize you in the Holy Spirit so that when the rubber meets the road, you'll survive. And there is one thing that I did leave out. I knew I was leaving something out. Turn to Luke chapter 4. This is Luke's version of the same thing. Interestingly, in the same chapter, Luke 4, Matthew 4, praise be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Just have to find the right. Okay, yeah. Luke chapter 4. Look what happened when Jesus said, "It is written," and resisted the enemy who came against him and wanted him to forsake his faith and to do it his way instead of God the Father's way. In verse 14, what happened? After the temptation, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. Hallelujah. When we resist the enemy, when we resist that temptation and do it God's way, we can return. We can come out in the power of the Spirit. Amen. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you and praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we do not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of your mouth, Lord. Father, we hide your word in our hearts that we might not sin against thee. Father, help us, regardless of what our eyes may see, to listen to your Spirit, Lord, who is our friend in these troublous times, and who will guide us into all truth and show us how we might walk. This is the way, walk ye in it. That's what we want to hear, Lord, day by day, from your Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's close with a song. The altar will be open for prayer.
Send him from your side.
Jesus, and to become the Lamb of God. Your gift of love they crucified. They laughed and scorned him as he died. The humble king they named a frog and sacrificed the Lamb of God. Sweet Lamb of God, I love the holy Lamb of God. Oh, wash me in your precious blood, my Jesus Christ, the Lamb. So lost, I should have died, but you have brought me to your side to be led by your staff and rod. Sweet Lamb of God, I love the holy Lamb of God. Oh, wash me in your precious blood, my Jesus Christ, the Lamb. Till I become a Lamb of God. Jack, would you close in prayer, please?
Thank you, Lord, that you have given us your word. We thank you, Father, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of your mouth. And I thank you, Father, that we delight in your word. We delight in the opportunities that you give us, Lord, just to break open your word and spend time in your presence by your Spirit. We thank you, Father, that the word of God is Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for manifesting yourself to us and showing us the way. We have lifted up our heads and looked unto you, the author and the perfecter of our faith, guiding us and leading us and comforting us and loving us and mercying us, Lord, and just bringing your forgiveness to us and yielding so many blessings unto your children, Lord, that we might walk in that newness of life so that we too can say, thus saith the Lord, man shall not live but by bread alone, by the things of this world, but by your word we live. And so, Lord, we take delight in walking in that way, in that newness of life, by your Spirit, Lord. And I pray, Father, that you would continue to bring us into that fullness of Spirit, Lord, that we might walk fully equipped in your kingdom. We thank you, Lord, that out of your mouth comes the sharp two-edged sword, which is the Word of God, which is your Spirit, Lord. And so we yield ourselves unto you this week, Lord. Guide us by your Spirit. And lead us in a path that is victorious, as you have promised. We yield ourselves unto you, and we subdue ourselves and come under your authority. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Praise.